All right. This meeting is called to order and we'll say our pledge of allegiance to the flag. Okay, we will now start our public comment period. During this period, if you can't stay for the majority of the meeting and you want to discuss an item that is on the agenda, you can address it at this time. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to make a comment to any of the items that are on the agenda? You can't hear me. You can't hear me. Is it okay because I'm 6 feet away from everybody? Okay. All right. It's public comment period, and that period is devoted to people who can't stay for the bulk of the meeting. They can now address any of the items that are on the agenda. So is there anyone who would like to speak to any of the items on the agenda at this time? Beautiful. Okay, moving right along, I will now ask for approval of the minutes from the meeting of February 26th. Okay, do I have a second? Perfect. Okay, moving right along. Okay, approval of the agenda for July 29th. Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda? All right, moving right along. We will receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the current well level, status of the Blue Diamond water system, and other related concerns. This is for discussion only. And do we have a representative from the waters? Gabby, yes. Okay, Gabby did forward the well levels to us. And she also forwarded the Blue Diamond Water Park annual water unit. Megan, okay.
Or Mike.
So is there anyone who has any comments on these items, the well levels, the status of the Blue Diamond water system, or other related concerns?
I would just like to go over this at the next meeting, just haven't had time to really look at the numbers to see how they balance out with the previous one that we had, just to make sure from year to year.
Okay, so for the people who haven't been part of this conversation, the water district, our well levels for Blue Diamond are a concern because the water level had been dropping with the drought and perhaps usage, and the well pump was lowered. The pump was lowered to the point where it can no longer be lowered. So if we continue to have a decreasing well level, our well is, I guess we would say, defunct. So we routinely track the well level, and because we don't have anyone here to discuss it with, we can say that the well level is holding at this time. And to Rob's point, he would like to have further discussion when the water district people are here. All right, so moving right along, we will receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. Thank you very much. Now we receive an update on the Red Rock bike trail. So I've been involved with that, so I can tell you the good news. We have the first, you may already know that we have a FLAP grant, which is a federal access grant that goes from Summerlin to fund a paved multi-use trail from Summerlin to the visitor center. We recently got a second grant from the same thing, the Federal Access Fund, and this is going to be connecting from Mountain's Edge to Blue Diamond, and I have a bit of more good news. The BLM is putting in a proposal to use Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act funds to connect the visitor center to Blue Diamond. So then we'll have a multi-use paved trail. It won't be, it'll follow adjacent to the road, not on the road or anywhere near the traffic. And it will go all the way from Summerlin to Mountain's Edge. So that SNPLMA funding typically takes, well, let's just go to back to the first phase. The first phase is already been approved. It's already been funded. The studies have already been done. So that's going to begin soon. This second phase was just funded. So that's probably about 2 years out. And the SNPLMA funds included not only that part of the trail, but two trailheads and also a return loop so that the people who are coming from Summerlin could go back on the opposite side of the road. So there was a loop, and as I said, there'd be two trailheads involved, one near Summerlin. So it'll be a really nice way for people to have access and safe biking too for families. Now we receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding the status of park water numbers, off-premises versus on-premise signage regulations, Cougar Reservoir approvals, tamarisk removal, and any other updates from Clark County. And we have Mike Shannon here who will be addressing that.
Hi, I'm Mike Shannon, filling in for Megan tonight, and Megan has provided a report to give us updates. In regards to the park water numbers, so we're going to hand out all the board members have, as well as the two additional ones up there if you'd like to track those. I can pretend that I can go through all the numbers and explain those to you, but I can let you know that there was a problem with the valve. So you have some in the 2019 in December, you have all zeros for that, but that had to do with the problem with the valve that actually took some time to do that. Off-premises versus the premises sign. Off-premises signage is prohibited, but for sale and for lease signs are allowed because they're considered temporary signs. There are very specific rules for those, and we have them in the urban area as well. For the subdivision of the project, there'll be specific sizes for the sign and where they can be located.
Mike, I'm sorry, but I'm not sure what you're talking about when you're...
I think Bob might have had questions about this at a previous meeting.
I asked Megan on it, and what this deals with is on State Route 160 by the detention basin, just about... some people may not know where Schaumburg is. It's just up from Hualapai. It's just west of Hualapai. And Richmond America has put a, looks like about a 4x8, the size of a piece of plywood, where it's advertising their homes that are going to be on the east side of Hualapai. And from what I was able to gather in the Red Rock overlay under signage number 4, it said that what Mike was saying, that off-premises signs are not allowed. So on the east side of Hualapai, which is Enterprise, that would be allowed. But as far as I know, that signage on this side would not be allowed, and that's why I asked Megan to look into it. Now, there's also a large sign, anybody that's come up from 159 and 160 to Jim Rhodes' property right by the mine, I asked also on that one, I said, is that one okay, because they actually own that property. So that would be a whole different thing. But the other one is an off-premises sign. So before they start loading up on signs all along 160, I would rather see them remove it and take it down. So that's what that is.
What we want to clarify, though, is that for sale and for lease signs are allowable because they're temporary. They can't be mounted all the time. And in Chapter 3047.2 of the code, we'll explain specifically. Cougar Reservoir, the Las Vegas Valley Water District, it was approved by the DCC in April, actually it was April 21st. Conditions of approval included lighting being on motion sensors, lights only to be used at night for maintenance, and desert colors to be used in the design. Current planning work with Commissioner Jones on the conditions based on emails and requests that were received related to that project that the Commissioner then worked on.
That was me again, talking to Megan. Yes, all thank right. you.
And then tamarisk removal. Megan's currently working with Cheyenne Engel as Nevada Division of Forestry. I'm getting cameras removed in the area south of the wells. At first, there was a particular grant that they were going to be looking at, but they found another funding source through MB Energy. And I'm actually familiar with this, that MB Energy is a new project. They have, I don't know if they've hired all the crew yet, but they are tasked with removing vegetation along the electrical lines throughout the valley. The gentleman that was hired to oversee that project is Mark Reagan. He's their fire mitigation specialist. So that's the program that Megan's going to be working with for the cameras at this point.
Perfect. Thank you.
Cool. And that's all I have for Megan's report for this week.
So please give Megan our best wishes for starting to live.
Yes.
Thank you. Mike? Can I just add something to the report?
Yeah.
Is just during the hiatus when we didn't have any meetings, that as you said, the Cougar Reservoir was approved, and it was also a vacate and abandoned in my and Gary's neighborhood. One was approved there, and then I also attended or through the web. A meeting. The county is changing the Title 30. Mike, you could probably explain it better than I. The rules and regulations about how things are done. It hasn't been changed in many years. So the county has hired an outside outfit. And so what the meetings will include will some staff personnel, members of the CAC or town board. Each town board will be represented, and so they're going to have meetings on that. So there is a website in case anybody wanted to look to see what was going on, and it's pretty easy. It's www.transformclarkcounty.com. You can get all the information there. They'll keep you abreast of things. And people, I always say, if anybody that lives around here has any ideas on possible changes, please bring them forward at these meetings, and then I can bring them forward at those meetings, and they can say, makes sense, doesn't make sense, and we can go from there. So I think it's helpful when we act as a team and can change certain things. So thank you on that. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mike. We'll move on to planning and zoning. Our first item is a waiver of development standards and a first extension of time for the drainage study requirement in conjunction with a minor subdivision on 5.2 acres in an RE rural estate residential zone in the Red Rock Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Coat Road and on the north side of Cougar Avenue within Red Rock. Do you have anyone here to address that item? Okay, well, we have a staff report, and I'm sure that our board here has had a chance to review the staff report. Yes?
Yeah.
So do I have a motion to approve or disapprove?
Well, let's have a discussion first.
Yes.
So this board was not in favor of this, of the zone change. It was a non-conforming zone change. This board was not in favor of the original zone change. It was a non-conforming zone change. So at some point, if we get enough of these requests for deferral, there should be a decision that says, well, no, we don't recommend that this happen. So I'm wondering what our thoughts are on how many times it should come up before we say, no, we really don't want to approve this. And I also wonder what the standards are for how often, how many times these things tend to get approved before they're disapproved. And Mike's not listening, so.
I just wanted to see if you were here for the
applicant. Yeah. So when these requests for extension of time, is there kind of a typical number of times that they get approved?
No, it's not a typical number. It's unfortunate that the applicant's not here to explain what the situation is. The whole purpose of having the board is for the board to hear what are the extenuating circumstances, why is something need to be delayed, and then making a decision based on that information. But without an applicant to update you, you do have the report, but typically, at least at the other meetings, if the applicant's not there, they would hold that over to another meeting to make sure that you get good information before you make the recommendation.
I think what Barbara's referring to is that there was a request in 2016 to vacate and abandon easements. There was a request in 2016 to reclassify the site. There was a request in May of 2017 to waive the drainage study. There was a request in 2019 to waive the accessory structure. There was a request in 2019 to vacate and abandon easements. A request in 2019 to waive improvements. A request in February of 2020 to have an extension, and now we have a request to have another extension on the drainage study. So I think to Barbara's point, because there was, this board did not approve this project, and there's people on this board that aren't really aligned with the project. So I think to Barbara's point, why are we always pushing the button to approval when we didn't initiate approval, we weren't aligned with approval, and at this point we don't even have an explanation for why there needs to be an extension.
And I'm
actually completely aligned with her. That's why I could say that so well. Because I feel the same way.
If we allow an extension on this, is there a time stamp that we say, or does the permit allow the time stamp or the extension to exceed so many days?
You can set the length of time of the extension.
2 years, 3 years, 4 years.
You can make the recommendation as to whether it's a 2 year extension or not. I think that one of the things that staff is looking at is that we are in kind of a difficult time period, and that's why they may look at a little bit longer than what they typically might do, just because of the environment we're in from a building standpoint.
Here's what I think. I think they are already approved for RE zoning for 29 single family residential development. They're already approved
on 5 acres.
No,
I think it's important to point out that it's on 5 acres. So
No, it's not. It's 22 acres. It's 22 acres, including the owner's home, which is already built. So,
right.
That has already been approved.
Yes.
What we're here tonight to approve or vote against is a waive. It's the first extension of time for the drainage study. Now the drainage study is going to have to be done at some point in time. When they start the project fully going, they will have to get that. Right now, with the COVID and everything else, it's slowed down a lot of projects throughout the county. They're just looking for an extension of time for that, and then they will get the project going.
I think that's important clarification, that they did get an extension for a 2 year extension of February 2020. So they have through February of 2022 to complete these items. This is not about whether it should move forward. This is about whether they should have an extension on their drainage study time frame.
That's all this is.
That's all that this
and
is
like
right
I said,
now.
They will have to have a drainage study done when they start. They're not trying to get rid of the drainage study. That's all on the staff report and everything.
The Public Works comment is that there's been no changes
right
here. So the Public Works would support it.
The staff did vote for approval of the extension. But what I'm hearing you say, Mike, is that we could have a holdover so that we could have an explanation of why, right?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that there's no representative here this evening to explain that.
Right.
And
it's
not me.
They usually don't miss.
Yeah. And is it usually Chris Armstrong that...
Chris Armstrong
is usually here, and also the property owners.
Hopefully nothing's happened on driving out here, but as you mentioned, whether it's Spring Valley or Enterprise boards that I've worked with, if Chris was a representative on the item, we could always count that he was there. So, maybe something held him up But certainly, you could always recommend that the item be held until your next meeting, because the applicant was not here to present it.
Well,
so that's not out of the realm of motions you can make, the whole thing.
I think that's the most appropriate.
I think you just put it on the next agenda.
Yeah.
Held.
Well, hold it for the next meeting.
Yeah.
And that's typically how my experience has been with Spring Valley and Enterprise. If there's not a representative there, they usually would trail it till the end of the meeting, but you only have one more item. And then if they're not there, hold it over to the next meeting. And so if that's the pleasure of the board, if you make that motion, then we would put it on the next agenda.
I would make...
Gary made the motion.
Did you make the motion to hold it? Okay.
Yeah,
do you have a second?
So the board want to vote on that?
Oh, that's right. We don't need seconds.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So we're good. But we need a vote, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we need to vote.
Okay. Everyone vote, please.
Yeah. Yes.
Next agenda.
To be held.
Over the next meeting, we'll roll it over and
Okay.
I'll also call Chris, number one, to make sure that he's okay.
Yeah.
And that to let him know that the board's decision tonight was folded over. And they would, request that he come to the next meeting.
Perfect.
Okay.
Our next item is a vacation. So a portion of the right-of-way being Joylyn Street, located between Ford's Way and Tracy Street within the Northwest County description on file. Do you have someone to present to this?
Hi.
Thank you.
Is it okay if I lower the mask?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi. Tina Goss.
Hi, Tina.
We're proud owners of a parcel over in Calico Basin since March, and we're just about into the building department with our plans for our new residence and an RV garage. And so the RV garage, and I have a civil plan, right? If you'd like to take a peek at it. Just shows the footprint of the new residence and the RV garage. Let's see. Okay, so that's dark in here. Okay. All right. Okay, so here's Joylyn coming up from Ford's Way, and this is our parcel. Here's some handouts too that have some photographs. There's photographs in here of the elevation changes, which are very drastic along Joylyn, both up our driveway and then towards the back of our parcel. And behind us, there's one more parcel before it goes into BLM, which is basically not buildable, the parcel behind us. So, Don Ahern owns that parcel, and we've reached out to him, and his associate came out and to refresh his memory for Mr. Ahern about the parcel. He's owned it for many, many years, along with many other parcels, even our parcel, which he sold things off over the years. So,
just on my map real quick.
Sure.
Which one are you vacating?
Okay, so we would be vacating Joylyn right here from Ford's Way. Back here.
And how do they access?
Okay, so that's why I put this together. So there's the better way, and I want to get into the photos and show you that on this civil, you can see it if you know how to read these things. Moreno and Tracy, which is at the other end of their parcel. There's a cul-de-sac there, and the better access is from Tracy and Moreno, and the reason being, it's not an engineering feat. There's no drastic elevation change like at our parcel. The elevation is, for example, 3622 at the flat area on the corner of our parcel, which heads downhill approximately 40 feet. It drops 25 feet vertically, still on our parcel, in a 40-foot horizontal. So it's nearly a foot for foot, and it was still on our property. And then you get onto Mr. Ahern's property, and it drops, he has 5 acres, side by side, approximately 100 feet. So
it's really not buildable, and in order to, Joyland will not go through, and staff is already recommending the vacation. He could get better access, and if you look at the photos in the package, it shows, apologize, it's dark in here. So where this little B is noted on the plan, I indicated with this photo, just so you could see, you're still standing on our property, and then it drops off the 40 more feet, and now you're down in a hole. There's washes down there, there's hikers down there. It's really not a place to build a house. So at the other side, Tracy and Moreno, there's photographs here. The access is easier. It's right here on this corner.
No,
it won't.
No, they have access.
They have access because it actually, Tracy is, it has no dedications. It's already been vacated. So that would be the more cost effective and common sense way. I mean, here's a picture of our driveway. This is coming up from,
I know where you're
from Ford's Way. Yeah. So now you get all the way to the top, and then it starts to go back down on the other side. And so we don't have a lot of flat area on our parcel, and what we're trying to do is make the most out of the flat areas we have. For example, on Ford's Way in front of our property, it's beautiful, rural, it's a slope. We can't build on that, and we wouldn't want to, because we want to keep that rural atmosphere. So where the current mobile home is, there's a manufactured home up there. That's where we're going to build the new residence. And then there, it slopes a little bit, and then there's another little flat spot right near Joyland before it goes down over the hill. We'd like to vacate Joyland so that my husband can have an RV garage.
Can you show me out here a little
bit? Sure, sure.
Because I couldn't figure it out from the postcard.
Okay, so here's Ford's Way,
right.
Coming up from, Calico Basin Road.
Right, we're
here.
Coming up here.
Yeah.
And then your driveway is
right here.
Is the extension of Joy. Oh, see, it's just inside the extension of Joy.
Okay. Yep. See, and it's kind of, we're going to keep the same kind of a curve here.
Uh-huh.
But this is where it makes sense, because this is flat enough to build a house. And this little area, they used to have chickens or something, or goats down there, is what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
The Pascarello family years ago.
Uh-huh.
But this is where my husband would like to put an RV garage. And here, so you can see how this terrain drops.
Yeah, no, I'm very familiar with the whole area. I mean, I live on Moreno, but the other side.
Oh, okay. See, it still drops, like I said.
I didn't think this really affected me, and I can see it really doesn't, so I'm cool.
Right, right.
Can you give me any...
Oh, I'm Evan Slauson, 2035 Moreno, Moreno Road.
Good.
So, Mrs. Goss, I just have one question.
Sure.
You started to talk about Mr. Ahern and his representative.
Right. So my husband took Lloyd Benson out there, which is his right-hand person.
Mm-hmm.
He walked the property. He showed him Tracy and Moreno. They had a great conversation, and then we didn't hear anything more. And so I wanted to get his take on it one way or another. And finally, maybe, 2 weeks ago, he called. Mr. Benson called, and Mr. Ahern was there. And my husband, again, explained everything we're trying to do. And we offered for him to come out, because there's actually like a chain link fence across there right now that from the previous owner. And we said, just tell us when you're heading. We'll even give you the code. If you want the code, it's like a, numerical lock. And they said, no, we'll just go check it and we'll get back to you. And we haven't heard anything.
So they would have been noticed, right, about this
time? Yeah.
Where would they know this?
Okay. So my question is, have you already pulled your permits to get it vacated?
Well,
your application?
I'm in the bit. That's why I'm here tonight, isn't it?
We can move forward to pull that.
Right.
By the way, application fees are expensive.
$850.
You don't want to...
Well, and actually what we said to Mr. Ahern and Mr. Benson is, you're going to pick up more property as well, because it has to vacate through their parcel as well. Because
so basically we're voting on for her to
move forward
to put the application in, then Mr. Ahern will be notified and everybody
He's already, no, I'm actually, we go before the commission on the 18th of August for final action.
Okay.
So we're looking for you folks to give us
approval. So is anybody here to speak against this? I move to approve.
Well, hold it. Just before we go.
Yeah, before we do that, yeah.
It's all right. We can have discussions after a motion.
Okay. But just on the agenda, it says Don Ahem, H-E-A-H-E-M.
I know.
H-E-M. Is that just,
and you know what I called
is that
Megan?
Is just a misspelling?
No, it, what it is, I called Megan. I said, Megan, I hope you're not going to have to re-notice this again because it doesn't even mention Goss Family Trust. And she said, no, that's just the computer pulls because it's too... We're talking about vacating his parcel. Joyland goes all the way through there. But she said, I'll be surprised if people don't just say, yes, go ahead, because if you could get on the property and see what we're trying to show you, it's just, it's not, the road will not go through.
Most likely he'll put in an application one day to get his vacated back there.
I do think so that
staff is recommending it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you did not file the permit yet?
Well, it's an application. It's an application. And
okay.
We're trying to get in the building department. Our plans are pretty much finalized, but we just need a few days to make sure that we're not missing anything, because once you go in the building department, then, you know, you're going to get red check marks everywhere. But no, we're building. I mean, but this is an important piece because he can't have his RV garage pretty much.
Unless this is approved.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just doesn't fit.
And just so everybody knows, online there is, we have access, I believe everybody has access to get all the emails that went back and forth, and I looked at it and there were 64 pages of emails.
Well, I didn't know that was on there.
Going back to, you may not know her name, Jason Wolfline, who works with Public Works.
Yeah.
And there's all these emails going back. I didn't look at all 64.
A whole lot of them are just copies. So it's not...
Yeah, and it was hard for me to separate them because, you know...
Yeah, it's just copies.
Right. So I know you've been going back and forth trying to do your due
thank
diligence
you. Yeah.
to get to this point.
Yes, thank
so,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So go ahead, Barbara. I'm sorry. You will get out.
No, I have nothing.
No, I'd like to look to what Public Works wrote on this. Their recommendations is the vacation to be recordable prior to building permit issuance or applicable mat submittal, a revised legal description that will happen, applicant to obtain a grant from the Bureau of Land Management for a knuckle on Ford's Way
so
in Joyland.
I tried to reach the BLM, they're not answering like a lot of people aren't, but the folks, Mr. Allswang, told me they know the process, don't worry about it, that it's that knuckle, and I actually have a picture.
But if you're looking to ensure that those things occur,
yeah,
then you're going to your motion to be per staff conditions.
Yes.
And all those
right.
That's where I'm headed with this.
She'd have to follow all those
right.
Here's so if you look at this piece right here, Megan's the one that put it together for me, actually, because I was kind of confused about what surveying documents I needed to even submit for the vacation. There was four pieces to it, not just one. So the little yellow
knuckle.
In other words, BLM will have to grant to make it call like a turnaround for a fire truck or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're willing to pay the surveyor to finish all that up, but you can't do that until you get through this. So yeah. Am I right? I'm learning.
But you know all the staff conditions that are
yes.
there, and you're agreeable.
Right, and if Mr. Ahern brings up the access, then I would like to have an opportunity again to discuss it with him, because I don't think it makes sense to have an easement across our property, but however it pans out at the county, then we'll work with it.
Yeah. Okay.
So the staff condition that they're referring to is that provide evidence that the owner of APN, Mr. Ahern, does or does not request access to said APN via the vacated Joyland Street, and if access is required, the applicant must grant a private easement to said owner. Then additionally, staff has, upon recordation of the vacation, the applicant must process an address change and satisfy utility company requirements. Applicant is advised that a substantial change in the circumstances or regulations may warrant denial, and that's kind of a boilerplate one. So I think these are important, and I would revise the motion to say that the with the approval with including the staff conditions.
Whatever they decide.
I think the only part of that that might be contentious is getting Ahern's approval. I mean,
well, see, I've tried. We've tried. Yeah.
They've tried and they've failed, so I think that's not a reasonable staff condition.
Well,
Ahern supposedly was noticed of this meeting and didn't and chose not to send a representative.
Mike, can you speak to that? How would the staff look at that? I had a particular situation that was horrible where someone was not advised that they had a vacated road and it turned into be a really gigantic humongous mess. Their tenant got the card.
I said a certain
they did not get the card. So Mike, how does the staff look at that?
Because of what they've said that if access is required, the applicant must grant a private easement to the other road.
If he requests it.
So basically what I'm saying is that they got to ensure, however they work it out, staff will be okay with it. They just have to work it out.
So to Barbara's point, if Mr. Ahern doesn't participate, how long do they have to knock on his door? What is staff looking for?
I think
for?
All they would have to do is show that they've reached out to Mr. Ahern and that his failure to respond, that they would allow them to move forward.
So if we were to say that staff conditions were to be included in our approval, then staff is the one that would determine whether significant efforts had been made.
Yeah, I think everybody is covered with staff recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not going to support that, but that's okay.
May I add, the reason we got the phone call was because I sent a certified letter because Mr. Benson, his right-hand person, wasn't responding back to emails and emails. Hey, did you talk to Mr. Ahern? And so we got a call, and it was right after they received it at Ahern Rental Center. They certified that we addressed to Mr. Ahern personally. So, like you say, I mean, Megan even said, look, if he comes into the county meeting and he, you know, is saying he wants access, then you can actually hold it and have a discussion and work it out that way. But at this point, you know.
What you're saying, Mike, is that it appears that they have, from what they're saying, it appears that they have enough to show staff that they've tried. Okay. So if we included all of these conditions as part of the approval, what I'm hearing you say is that shouldn't be a problem because they've already made enough efforts to...
I think that my experience over the years is that if staff are putting down all those conditions, and of which says that they must provide it if he requests it, that then Mr. Ahern is not going to be landlocked because of the word must. They at some point, however you work it out, staff just wants them to work it out.
Right. Yeah.
But it does use the word must provide.
Yeah. Well, if required.
Yeah,
if required. So staff is comfortable with it and with those recommendations.
I'm not good with it.
What are you good with particularly?
Because.
Well, I mean, specifically, what are you good
well,
with?
Well, they've already put in their, they've already reached out to them. And what she's trying to do is get more information before you put in the application, right? Because the application does take some time. They have to go out, look at it, vacate it. This application may take longer because the man that you may have already been talking to did it. No longer be in the county next week, and the application can take longer. But also overseeing that area, like she said, there's hikers, dirt bikes, horses riding up and down the street, and it's one less road for the county to accept or maintain 10 years down the road.
So
I think we're all in agreement that it should be, that
I think
we should recommend vacation. It's just a matter of whether we want to agree on all the staff recommendations.
So, Mike, if we don't include the staff recommendations, I mean, like this knuckle, right?
Well, that will have to be anyway for the fire trucks and anything like she was saying. That has to take place.
Yeah, we're only a recommending body, so
I'm just trying to get clarity for my own knowledge.
If I'm understanding Barbara correctly, she's trying to send a message that she doesn't want somebody that's being non-responsive to hold something up.
Correct.
Barbara feels they've done everything they can to reach out, and that, you know, something to hold it up because they're refusing to respond one way or the other, you don't feel that that's a fair way to go, and your message would be just to approve their request.
So, Mike, as a point of clarification, if we, like, let's just say this was about the knuckle. So if we just say approval and we're not mentioning these staff conditions, that knuckle moves forward regardless, right? Because the staff requires the knuckle, correct?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And so is that the same thing as with the owner? Will that also carry forward? I mean, do we have any kind of impact on whether or not that item is carried forward, that recommendation?
And as I mentioned, I would explain to the commissioner that the message that the board tried to send with this, if you go with Barbara's, is that the board was trying to make it clear to Mr. Ahern more than anything that they would like him to work together, but you as a board are supportive of the request, but don't want somebody to sit back and think that by not responding that that's okay, that that'll just slow things down.
And Mike, if they go ahead and pull their application, will Mr. Ahern be re-notified? No, but it, once you pull the application, you have to put in an application, right?
This is officially the
application. Once this is approved, then they'll be able to
let
you
more and all that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said you did.
No, I apologize. No, we paid the application fee. We did
okay.
the survey, process.
Yeah, I thought you said you had.
We haven't turned into the building department for our plans for the house yet.
Okay.
That's probably next week.
Is it like, it sounds as if the majority of the board appears to be supportive of the application, whether or not you want
to
make
the conditions
that there's a concern that it might get held up from non responsiveness of it.
So that would come back on Mr. Ahern if he responds or not, doesn't respond. That's not good. I don't think it comes back on us. He's been notified.
Yeah, since, right.
Yeah. He's been sent certified letters.
Yes, he has. And I have the green card.
And I know all those too well. So
he can actually get to his property from the corner.
From that other corner. And it's
right.
So it's not like he gets land
right.
from that.
No, he's
corner.
Not.
That
not
address.
That
one. Bob, do you have anything to say?
I prefer approval based on the staff recommendations. My feeling on everything that I heard is if Mr. Ahern didn't want to be here tonight, he's got a chance. They've got the documentation that they've notified him. So I think if they're going to fight it out in front of the Planning Commission on the 18th. And then Public Works will be sitting there. I know Eric Denman is retiring, correct? So there'll be a new person sitting there, and they will have all the facts, figures, and everything. And I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for you. They know far more than I know on this. So I will let them make the decision. I will vote for approval with staff.
But remember, the motion right now is approval. Just
the motion
approval
is approval, not mentioning the staff conditions.
You can vote on that.
And if
the other three members feel that the staff conditions are important, you can vote to not support Barbara's motion and then make another motion with staff conditions and move forward.
Yeah.
So the motion now is just approval.
But
yeah.
I'm sorry, just to once again reiterate, whether or not we add the staff condition piece in, the staff conditions don't go away. The knuckle still has to be taken care of.
Good.
And other items, right?
There are going to be some things that just in order to make it work.
Yes. Yeah, we're just voting them to have their 30 feet to the 30 feet back.
Yes.
We're just voting to give them the 30 feet, not to take all that out of the recommendations.
Right. It would be just kind of amplifying it if
we
put the staff conditions in.
Yes.
But if we vote just a simple approval, we're letting the staff deal with it on their own and not amplifying the need for those things. Am I correct?
And like I said, the minutes of a meeting like this would simply say the motion was to approve. Both I will talk to Megan, to the other staff members, and make it clear, because that all that stuff is not necessarily part of the motion, but I'll let them understand the board was trying to make it clear they did not want inaction
by somebody that's received proper notice and everything else, the whole thing's up. And they were, that was my understanding of the part was trying to do. So to support their motion, minutes will just say approve and move on, but I will talk to everybody.
And did somebody pick up the certified letter?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when Mr. Ahern and Mr. Benson called my husband back on Mr. Benson's phone because they'd already talked before.
No, so then they are notified through the certified letter. I just want to make sure it's picked up because we'll send it out and know we ever picked
them
up.
No, I have that.
That's good.
I'll bring it to the family.
So the motion right now is just to approve.
I vote to approve.
I approve.
I vote to approve.
What is that?
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you mind if I take this?
No, please.
No, go for it.
My last copy right now. We have to go back to the blueprint, please. Thank you very much.
You want a fresh copy also?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. And good luck with your building.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're moving on. We now get to general business. There is none. We now go to comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's council jurisdiction will be held. This is about anything other items that weren't on the agenda. Is there anyone here who would like to address items not on the agenda?
Our Secretary Pamela says hello and goodbye. She is going to be back under Larry Brown, and I guess she won't be attending any more meetings. So
who's going to be our secretary?
Pamela. So I have a feeling that there's a possibility that Megan could be liaison and secretary, unless she can convince some people to take over. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I'll do this report next time about, I've been working on trying to get hydrants at the Cougar Reservoir, and I found out that they can't have hydrants there because there's not enough pressure, but I'll go into that whole report. And then the other thing is, I had talked to Megan on this, and didn't want to move forward, but I was just wondering if there's any update on the sale of the Lower Cottonwood Spring.
Yes. So we are working, we being Save Red Rock, are working.
You want to put that on the agenda? Because then you can discuss it, give a report. Probably
not, because I talked to Megan and Megan didn't want to put it on the agenda, but I'm just kind of curious because I've heard rumors.
Me too.
I'm not going to say rumors. I just heard rumors, so that's all.
Well, I'll pass them through that you'd like to look at an agenda, but you really can't discuss it.
No, because it is a private, it's privately held at this point in time. But my thinking on it, and like I said, I discussed this with Megan, is my concern is that the water going through the private park helps to feed whatever foliage is in there. So I just want to make sure, and then the excess water also goes to the party wells, helps to replenish them. So I just want to make sure that everything would remain status quo when it gets sold.
Status quo or better?
Yeah, okay, first of all, Mike, is this inappropriate? I hear you saying that you might think this is inappropriate.
Yeah, it is. Public comment is supposed to be able to make a comment, but not to then start discussion.
Okay.
Right.
So he's made the comment that he would like to see some information on that sale. We'll pass it on to Megan and suggest that there's
not as an agenda item for next time. Just it's something on my mind.
If it's just informational, we can try to get information and get that to them.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Good.
All right. Cool. Got it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for being here, Brendan. Thank you, Mike, for being here, Brendan.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Well, we can just talk as neighbors.
Yeah, sure.
There is no sale. There is no nothing. There's effort. The efforts are to use SNPMA funds. Oopsie.